This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Days after Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge announced she would not seek re-election to the position in order to focus on her campaign for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, former City Council member and community advocate Jeremy Gregert has announced his campaign for the seat. Gregert officially announced his campaign for City Council President in a press release on Thursday. He says his goal is to help solve problems facing Eau Claire, like affordability, housing, and access to health care, through more community engagement, collaboration, and diverse perspectives.
We want to make sure that, you know, everybody has a seat at the table to figure out how to prioritize, how to, you know, have ambitions for our community at the same time as being realistic about how we are making sure it's an affordable community and that the services we provide are very efficient and sustainable.
In addition to serving two terms on the City Council representing District 3 from 2018 to 2024, Gregert has worked with a number of community organizations like Citizen Action of Wisconsin, Friends of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library, and Clean Wisconsin. He says the challenges facing Eau Claire and other cities across the state require a leader with experience in both solving local issues and advocating for change at the state level.
Advocating and working with our legislators and working with whoever the governor is at any given moment to like make sure that our city and other cities across the state have the resources that they need and that they're not and that they don't have to do things that make life less affordable for people just to be able to fund basic services. The state really needs to share more revenue that is essentially being extracted from our cities and not coming back to us.
The Eau Claire City Council president race will be on the spring election ballot, which will take place on April 7th. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case on the legality of local jails holding immigrant detainees longer than usual at the request of federal law enforcement authorities. The lawsuit was filed directly with the state Supreme Court by the American Civil Liberties Union, avoiding the time-consuming process of moving through lower courts. The 4-3 ruling could result in the case being decided as soon as the middle of 2026. The ACLU filed the lawsuit against five county sheriffs who comply with the detainer requests, including Walworth, Brown, Marathon, Kenosha, and Sauk counties. When those offices receive the requests from immigration authorities, they are asked to hold the detained individual for up to 48 hours beyond when they were set to be released. The lawsuit argues that detainers based on administrative warrants are illegal, and keeping a person in custody for that extra time constitutes an illegal new arrest. The sheriffs involved in the lawsuit argued that it covers a complicated area of the law and would have been better resolved by going through the lower courts first. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation aimed at allowing state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts. The Community Assent for Refugee Entry Act, or CARE Act, was first introduced in 2023 after 75 refugees were resettled in the Chippewa Valley by the nonprofit World Relief. Some residents pushed back against the effort at the time, but the ultimate decision on approving the resettlement was not under local jurisdiction. World Relief officials also assured local residents that the vetting process for the refugees was vigorous, spanning between 18 months to 3 years, and requiring final approval from the Department of State. The organization also provides assistance to the refugees with employment and education. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would allow state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts in their jurisdictions through a formal disapproval process. Fellow Wisconsin Congressmen Derek Van Orden and Tony Weed have also co-sponsored the legislation. The Chippewa Humane Association has announced a matching donation commitment from a pair of local businesses during their Giving Tuesday fundraising campaign. According to organization officials, Northwestern Bank and AMR Electric will match up to $5,000 each in donations raised through December 17th. The fundraising campaign seeks to improve living conditions at the Chippewa Humane Association, creating a warmer environment for the animals they're helping and lowering their energy costs so that more of their funding can go directly to caring for those animals. State lawmakers have reintroduced legislation seeking to raise the state tobacco sales age to 21. The sales age for tobacco is already 21 under federal law, but is only 18 under state law. Advocates of the legislation say raising the state age won't have much of a negative impact on businesses, but could give local law enforcement agencies the clear authority to issue tickets for underage tobacco and nicotine purchases. The proposed bill is passed in the state assembly twice already, but never advanced through the state senate. The Salvation Army of the Chippewa Valley is seeking more local bell ringers for the holiday season. Organization officials say the number of volunteer signups has dipped a bit this year, which could in part be due to the colder weather. Some of their usual collection sites around the region have also been left unoccupied due to the drop in volunteers. While bell ringer signups are down, however, Salvation Army officials say they've already raised over $10,000, and their annual Toys for Tots campaign has also seen increased donations. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking community input on updates to the state's turkey management plan. According to a press release, the current turkey management plan was adopted in 2015 and is due for revision. The new plan will guide the state's management of turkeys for the next 10 years and includes input from various tribal agencies, hunting organizations, and conservation partners. The DNR will accept public comments through their turkey management webpage until December 18th and later release their draft plan for review. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it. You know, we have him back now, and we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured, and if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with off and on light snow possible. Our high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Snow amounts maybe an inch or a little more by the time it winds down. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the single digits tomorrow. Partly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.